This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Supreme Field Marshal, founder and absolute commander of the Boogaloos. He's going to say, I'm not the founder, I'm not the leader. It's called a joke. But it's like Q or it's like Anonymous. You never know who the leader is. It's an ideology. It's not our fault. Have any Boogaloos been arrested, Mike Dunn? Or do you know that any Boogaloos? I know now you're calling D.C. the Capitol. We've stormed the Capitol. We're in command. You mean you're in D.C. with fire teams. But if D.C. doesn't allow you to have guns, you just said you won't violate laws, but I'm a wimp, I don't violate laws. So I'm a wimp, I don't violate laws, but you don't want to violate laws, or you want to be smart about violating laws, and then you were in the Capitol, but you weren't in the Capitol with these fire teams, but then you were... Explain it to me, because I'm an honest man. It's hard to con an honest man.
Just literally right there. Or Capitol, as in D.C. Nobody said anything about the Capitol building, number one. Number two, no Boogaloo boy attends a protest unarmed, so you can answer your – you can fill in your imagination as well. What I said was I would not encourage an open-armed march on D.C., which is what I've said repeatedly, because I find it a poor tactical plan, a poor strategy. So I know you like blowing things out of proportion and trying to paint me as a bad guy or paint me as illogical, but I've – been consistent with what I'm saying. You keep trying to twist out, man.
No, Mike, I'm trying to find out who the guys in camo are that lead the attack with Antifa and then get a few, maybe 100 idiots to go in with them so that they can destroy our peaceful movement.
Look, I've been around quite a few Antifa. There are some Antifa that are good. The majority we've not had good interactions with, we do not support. But there are some that are good. But I've interacted with a lot of Antifa, and I can assure you that they were not Antifa that were on that front line in that Capitol. That Capitol riot. So trying to find somebody to point fingers at, you're failing when you're pointing at Antifa. They were not there.
Oh, I'm failing. Even though they arrested an Antifa leader that said he brought 100 there, I saw a bunch of skinny jean guys helping do it. Oh, so this was all Trump people.
Yeah, it's called an op, Alex. The same thing that you preach about.
What's an op?
It's simply not true.
Oh, so should Trump be arrested for inciting this?
I think there are a lot of other crimes that Trump should be arrested for. I don't believe he incited the insurrection at the Capitol, no, but I believe there's a lot of other crimes he should be arrested for.
So, have you ever talked to Southern Poverty Law Center?
I don't believe so. Maybe. I talk to a lot of people. A lot of people call me, ask questions, reporters, agencies. I have no clue.
Oh, and you want to put any bookends on this? I mean, this is just a mess.
Yeah, here's the deal. I think we're obsessing a little bit too much over January 6th. You had Democrat riots, $2.2 billion in property damage, most of it, if not all of it, private businesses, aside from maybe a couple government entities. I know there was a police station in Seattle. And that barely gets scolded by the media. So here's the problem. We are not in a position to launch any sort of kinetic war. Most of the population in America doesn't have a clue what's going on, and the media will turn them against you as soon as you do that. January 6th is the perfect example. So here's my problem. We are now out of the age of the Trump presidency. The polarization of that is done. I couldn't go interact or interface with BLM or Antifa without being attacked, them calling me racist, all this stuff because I support Trump. Oh, I'm a Nazi. Well, I'm not. I never was any of that stuff. So now I'm saying we all need to be unified. We're all anti-establishment. I think we can all agree the media is corrupt. We can all agree politicians are corrupt.
So now we have to become unified, so we can organize against the wars, against the surveillance, against the mask, against the forced inoculation. I think that's a positive thing. Let me ask Lord Boogaloo. Do you agree with that, Lord Boogaloo?
So I'm 100% clear. You're cool with the tyranny if it's the tyranny that you like, which would be Donald Trump. That I just want to make sure I'm tracking on that. So you're not actually against tyranny. You're not actually for revolution. You're only for doing it when somebody is in office that you don't agree with. I'm tracking.
Wait a minute. I just talked about all of us unifying against forced inoculations and Joe Biden. Trump's gone.
You wouldn't do it while Trump was in office because you didn't stand against Trump. You stood for the very time.
I didn't stand around with a gun in front of stuff and tell. Hold on now, hold on. That's another cheap shot, Mr. Fire Team. We have fire teams in the Capitol. We have taken the capital. We are commando base Delta. Come on. Don't get mad, Mr. Dunn. We're back in 60 seconds. I tell you.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
All right, we got Mike Dunn, one of the most prominent boogaloos, with us. And you know, he goes, oh, you sell products, you're discrediting. That sounds like a communist statement. And then we've got security for BLM, but we don't like the Proud Boys. And so he does these cheap shots. I was pretty nice to him earlier. I brought up some of his quotes and some of the things he said. And then I was simply, you know, coming out and saying, I don't think the attack on the Capitol was good. He overall, I think, agreed with that, but then, you know, came back that I'm just not willing to get my hands dirty because I'm a coward. But he said he doesn't support a Capitol attack because there's a law, you know, against guns in D.C. But then he kind of said that said that I was causing a problem. So I just wanted you to have some final comments. Hey, dude, if you're going to talk, close that door. Thanks. So that's where we are. Listen, I don't have a hard-on for the boogaloos. I'm not against people doing open carry. I think it's a good idea to exercise our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, both together at the same time. It's just that I really don't think a badly coordinated, sporadic shooting war with the local police is going to really put our revolution off on a good foot. And I know you're going to say that's not what you're part of. It's just I'm simply here asking, if there were boogaloos at the Capitol that day and boogaloos are telling us they're leading the way for revolution, you can't have it both ways. Like, were they leading the revolution in there, as the tweets could be seen as, or were they not leading it, and now they're not following the ideology they said they're part of?
I would like to respond to what Owen Shedd said before the break.
Yes, Lord Boogaloo, go ahead.
You're off, Owen. So, basically, Owen was talking about, Owen, could you refresh that? Because now I just lost my train of thought.
Well, let me just be clear. You were saying, oh, you only
of Lord Boogaloo?
You only, well, let me just be clear. You were saying, oh, you only support it when your guy's not in office. It's not that.
Yeah, but
let me be clear. It's not that. I believe that Trump was hope that we could do it peacefully. I believe that Trump was hope that we could do it politically from within. He's out now. So that hope's gone. So that's what I'm saying. Now we're in a new age. We should all be unifying, having real intellectual debates about what a revolution looks like to save this country.
Yeah, what was the Trump fascism? Like, Trump's gone. It's like, you support Trump and his police state. What the hell does that mean?
Oh, and until you vote somebody else in that continues to do the same thing while saying, hey, we're against voter fraud, but then actually partaking in the very system that continues to destroy the U.S. and the freedoms that we hold so dear. So the problem is, Owen, and it's the same thing I've seen with Republicans across the border, people who identify as conservative or right wing, is that you're all for unity when it fits your idea. You're all for, well, let's ally with Black Lives Matter and let's be friends with Black Lives Matter because we got to stand against the government because Joe Biden's in office and his administration controls. Where was that unity when Trump infringed upon the Second Amendment?
But see, that's not fair, though.
That's
Mike,
not
Mike,
us.
That's not fair.
I didn't work with Black Lives Matter. You did, Boogie Lou.
Mike, that's not fair. I had nothing against these groups. I'm telling you, I would go out to try to talk to them. I'm on video, hours of video where I try to talk to them. They call me a Nazi. They call me racist. So, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I did try the unity when Trump was in office.
Hey, Owen, they've called me the same thing. It's all in the way you portray yourself and how you continue.
Oh, let's ask this question in closing. Let's ask this question of the Grand Boogaloo. What comes next in the Boogaloo universe? Or is there no... it's an ideology. Who creates? Who's the high priest? Who creates the ideology? Or does it just flow forth from where?
It's autonomous. And the next thing is unity, unifying the lower bodies, the people that are subject to this globalism that you speak of, and this elitist mentality that has running the U.S. through our governmental officials. It's unifying those people and getting ready to stand physically to defend our rights, our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, I mean, I think people have a right to stand up, and I think they should. Let me ask you this. Have you been contacted by the FBI?
Yes, I have. There's a joke in the Boogaloo that you're not Boogaloo if, you know, you haven't been questioned. So the FBI has been all over us.
So what did the FBI say? What did they come to you about?
They like asking questions. That's all, and I don't like giving them answers. So if that paints a good picture for you, I hope it does.
Well, I just think what happened at the Capitol was called screwing the pooch, and it ruined the great thing we had set up, and it gave the left a major victory. What do you think of the Q movement, Mr. Dunn?
I think a lot of it is founded baseless conspiracies. I think there are one or two things that might be true, but for the most part, it's just a baseless conspiracy idea.
Well, I get a group of armed Americans that are non-political and just want their freedom, so I get the need for that. I just think that you guys are kind of putting yourselves in uniform. Like the last uniform you want is one that stands out. And then anybody can put on a Hawaiian shirt and go out and do terrible things. I think like the Cuba or anything,
To a certain extent, Alex, I do agree with you there. The thing is, though, is that, and once again, no offense to you directly, but your generation and the ones before you, they put it on my generation's heads. And so we have to stand up. So if you haven't solved the problem, you can't come at us for trying to solve the problem a different way. You cannot attack because you have to.
I mean, so, okay, I'm just saying the Capitol is a symbol of us voting. Just because it's been captured doesn't mean we attack that. The New World Order, I'm not trying to get you to go attack people. I'm just saying, if I saw a movement saying we're going after Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the Rothschilds, the New World Order, and the CFR building in New York, I'd say those guys are real and they're about to get a fight. Because about 10 minutes after you said that, they would be having the HRT SWAT teams will be coming after your ass. Within a day, you're going to get SWAT team.
Alex, what have I said repeatedly? I've said repeatedly that we stand against the globalists and the elites that continue to control this country. So when you're saying, oh, if I saw people that went after that, we literally stand against it. We stand against the pedophilia that's prevalent in Hollywood. We stand against media controlling people. We stand against the elites that run our government. We stand against the money that run our government. It's just that we're going in a slightly different way than what you agree with. All I wanted to come on here and say, Alex, if you'll allow me to finish real quick, all I wanted to come on here and say, man, is these people out there putting in the work, you know, you called them CIA ops, you said release the Boogaloo, you know, you like to make your jokes, but these people are legitimate people who are putting in the work and believing in what they stand for. That there are people in the Boogaloo movement who don't agree with me. There are people in the Boogaloo movement who are different than me, but these people put in work. They're not CIA ops. They don't work for the CIA. They're not unwittingly CIA sources. And they're not controlled opposition like sometimes you appear to be. We are legitimate people who believe in what we stand for. That's
how. Oh, I'm controlled opposition.
You are.
You think I'm controlled? Who gives me my orders? Yes. Please tell me.
I do believe you're 100% controlled opposition, Alex. That's why you'll never preach anything besides peaceful and legal, lawful, wonderful, hunky-dory ways of protest.
Okay, so I'm not the one saying we got fire teams in the Capitol, and then you guys haven't been indicted, and then they're trying to indict me, and then you're sitting there literally saying I'm getting orders from a higher-level group, which is not the case. Look at my eyes. I take orders from God. That's it. You understand that?
You fired the one good man you had, and that was David Knight. I do believe you're a controlled opposition, Alex.
Let me just clear the record here, please. As a neutral,
David
person
Knight does not support offensive violence. I mean, I like David. David did not like our support of Trump. He was upset. That's why I let him go. Other way around, he wasn't happy here.
Once again, I I came here to say that.
Hold on, Owen. You can counter this right now. Go ahead, Owen.
Look, let me just say this. I've worked at InfoWars for 5 years. I can guarantee you there's nobody controlling Alex Jones. I've had screaming matches with Alex Jones about stuff. Okay, so trust me. Nobody controls what goes on here. Half the time we're like Joe Biden. We can't even put a pen in our pocket. Okay, that's how real this is. Now, guys, we need to stop bickering about all this crap. This is exactly what the globalists want. We need unity. I say, oh, you want unity under Biden. We could have peace. I believe Trump, we could do this. He tried to stop wars. He did stop the wars. He didn't start any new wars. Trump did some good things. So it's not to sit here and say, oh, it's just when Biden's. I've never been a violent revolutionary. I've been arrested for my peaceful protest. I'm calling for, we have to awaken 50 million, 100 million, 200 million Americans before you could ever even think about doing a finger lick of violence in this country and have a chance at victory. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it doesn't matter. We've done some good radio here and had some thought-provoking things. And, Dan, I'm not going to do cheap shots like you did. I think you're a well-spoken person. And I think you believe what you're saying. And so we'll continue to watch the situation as it unfolds. And I appreciate you coming up here and defending your ideas. That's all I can say. But, it's pretty hilarious. Now, I built this whole thing myself. I did it with our listeners. And I'm so proud of the fact that I'm independent. And I don't trust people that aren't independent, and that's what we're all about. All right, we got Pete Santilli chiming in. Then we got Leo Zagami on the fall of the Italian government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss.
Okay, so we just had Mike Dunn, the leader of the Boogaloo Boys, on for a lengthy hour-long interview. And he didn't deny that these are his tweets and his parlor comments, but he says when they said they were in the Capitol, they meant the capital of D.C. Well, funny. He doesn't deny these are his. On screen, please. Listen to this. Scroll down, guys. Parlor. He deleted all this later. The Last Sons of Liberty. Official statement. Boogaloo Boys associated with the Last Sons of Liberty played an important part in the breach of the Capitol. Any movement to be used to throw a middle finger to tyranny should be capitalized on. Yesterday, when presented with the moment, undercover boys went to work to hype up the people, working alongside other Last Sons, not being solely responsible for the events that took place, a breach was made in the building, which is rightfully ours to walk in as we please, because our taxes paid for it. The video posted is pieced from several others of boys who provided Overwatch along with direction. This video does not incriminate anyone of ours and wasn't sent to us, was sent to us by Anonymous, by Last Sons, Boogaloo Boys. This is our footage, Mike Dunn. And he didn't deny that's his. So he lied in front of everyone. He's a disgusting little rat. And I challenge him to come back on the show tomorrow, because I meant to get to this and I forgot about it while it was on. And so these guys all have these illusions of grandeur that all these armed people are under them, and oh, they've got all this power and all this. They gave a home run, devastating defeat to what Trump and I wanted, who he admits he hates, to try to have a 10-day investigation of election fraud that we all needed as Americans. And then he calls it cowardly, just like Pachinik's on it. Goes, you never learned in the military. Trump will still be in January 20th. You don't know. Same guy, like, your generation failed. I'm a commando. I'm doing all this stuff. Give me a break. In fact, I challenge Mike Dunn to a bare-knuckles boxing match in a ring. I'm 47, he's 27. I mean, he thinks he's so freaking tough all day long. Let's do it and get the money to charity. I am so sick of all these wannabe tough guys running their fat mouths all day about how badass they are. Now, does that mean I want to go to war with every person in the Boogaloo movement? No, but you're being manipulated like the feds did to the militias in the 1990s. And I do not respect that type of crap right there. When he said they went in that Capitol and they were proud of it and he deleted it now, to sit there and lie to every one of us. It's disgusting. And I wish I'd have said it when he was on. I forgot to get to that. Holy Toledo. Owen Schroer, we got Pete Santilli coming on, that they tried to set up as a journalist and put in prison with the whole Bundy Ranch and then the Oregon situation. We'll go to him in a moment. But holy hell, I'd forgotten all this. I mean, he's right there saying this is a great thing. And maybe he's right in his view, but don't lie to us and tell us it's not the case.
Oh, but Alex, don't forget, you're controlled opposition, so what can I say here? No, look, here, I'll be honest with you, Alex. I think
climb in the ring with the controlled opposition and see what happens to your ass.
I'm being facetious here. But Alex, I'll be honest. I think you're being a little too hard on Mike, and I'm not disagreeing with the facts you're laying out. I just feel that we're discounting one fact here because we've been so gaslit by the media that you do have 1.5 million Trump supporters out there. I'm not even talking about the Boogaloo Boys or whatever they did that day. I'm talking about 1.5 million Trump people that were in D.C. I'm talking about probably 75 million plus minimum. I mean, maybe even 100 million people voted for Trump. I'm not even kidding you with how much election fraud that know our election was stolen. And for them, this is like a wave of the reality hitting them.
No, I agree. People should be pissed. I'm not surprised they stormed the Capitol and tricked our folks to do it. I get it. We bet pedophiles everywhere. New World Order. I get his point if he's legitimate. Maybe he's real. Okay, and he has a perspective, a Declaration of Independence, and maybe he's right. I'm just saying, don't claim you went to the Capitol and did all this, and then later tell us you didn't.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's going to have to speak for himself and his actions. I don't know what, there may be an investigation into him or not.
I'm not trying to get him in trouble. The worst these people deserve is a trespassing thing. They're not terrorists.
Yeah, and so, but see, that's the question here, and I don't know if he's had to go through this intellectually, if he's made statements. We've been there. I mean, you got to ask yourself a question and make a decision. I've had to do this multiple times. Are you willing to go to jail? Are you willing to go to jail for something? And do you think it'll have a lasting impact? Or better yet, are you willing to die? And do you think your death will have a lasting impact, or will you have died in vain? I mean, so these are the questions that are at the top of this intellectual debate. And at the bottom is, hey, how can we have unity? How can I come together with the Boogaloo Boys? How can I come together with Black Lives Matter? How can I come together with Antifa? Yeah, I believe Trump was going to
have a giant pay-per-view fight. You fight the Antifa champion. I fight Mike Dunn.
And then we clink glasses and realize, you know what? We're all anti-establishment. Maybe we're not so bad.
Mike accepts.
Well, hey, you know what? I've been trying to do political boxing. See, but here's the problem. That's my point, though, Alex. At least he comes on air.
Hey, I've been watching the Jake Paul and his brother. I want to do this.
I mean, honestly.
I got to fight like some championship badass black dude. I got to fight little Tubby Bubby. I'm ready.
But Alex, at least he comes on air. We played the clip of Joy Reid. You show Jim Acosta. You show Anderson Cooper. You show Don Lemon. You show Rachel Maddow. Those are the cowards. Those are the frauds. Those are the liars. Those are the enemies of free speech, the enemies of truth, and the enemies of America. I'm not calling for violence against them. I want to expose them. That's why they censor us on the internet, because they know that's the path to real victory, is exposing them and uniting the people against them.
I agree, but what state has legal bare knuckles boxing?
I think Texas has mutual combat.
We do? All right.
I know Washington State. I think Washington.
I'll get worn out with some gloves, but as long as it's bare knuckles, I'm not worried.
I don't know. There's states that still have mutual combat laws.
Last about 15 seconds.
But that's not. Well, you want mutual combat.
Actually, people don't know. It's all. People think I'm full of talk. I need to start getting in the ring with some people. This is going to.
I think, Alex, I don't think. But it would be. Maybe you have him if he wants to do it. But really, it should be you and Chunk Yogurt or Brian Stelter. I mean, that's the match that people want to see.
I agree. I will take on Sink Yogurt and of the Young Turds. And I'll take on the guy that looks like a pedophile but isn't. I mean, I would just say if I was casting people as a pedophile, it would be Brian Stelter. I will take on Mike Dunn, Brian Stelter, and Sink Yogurt all at the same time. But I get a baseball bat with nails in it. And all they get is trash can lids.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. And
by the way, this is all a joke, folks. I'm scared of Mike Dunn. One look at him, at a fundamental level, deep down, I get scared.
Well, Alex, here's my thing.
I'm backing out. Mike's too powerful.
I love debate. I love it. I love people that disagree with me. I believe in my intellect and my logic.
I'm just saying they want this violence, so it's a joke.
But that's my point.
Obviously, I'm backing down. That dude looks like freaking Mike Tyson.
The point is that we're...
Actually, I pissed my pants earlier. Did you know I actually have urine all over me right now?
Prove it. Let's see. Stand up.
No, it's true.
Let's see the britches.
I'm gonna show you. It's embarrassing.
Let's see the britches.
I'm embarrassed right now. Okay.
All right. All right.
Keep down.
You urinated, you defecated all over yourself.
You know, I'd feel sorry for Mike if I went like that under his nose. It would not be very nice.
Nah, but I'm telling you, man, Mike, that happened twice.
The nose bone sticks in the hand.
I don't believe that Mike is the enemy. I don't believe the Boogaloo Boys are the enemy.
I actually love Mike. Actually, here's the thing. Me and Mike have been dating for a long time. And he left me a while back. We're Southern Poverty Law Center workers, and Morris Deese is our daddy. He's our leather daddy. He wears a leather outfit, but he's in the room. Well, he has a little bullwhip. He has the
Technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Worldwide. And I want to be clear, that's why we got Pete Santilli coming on right now. I'm not believing Reuters that Enrique Tarrio is a federal informant for drug stuff in Miami. But you know, he did get set up for selling resold medical equipment. I looked it up. That was all BS. I think Enrique's a good guy. I've had dinner with him 3 or 4 times, hung out with him in Austin. And I like Joe Biggs. He's been arrested by the FBI in this whole deal. I know Joe's good. He wasn't violent. So I want to be clear. When I say that they had people infiltrating the Proud Boys, that's because it's a fact. Now, we know some people posing as Proud Boys did go into the Capitol, and I just want people going forward to be aware of this. As for the Boogaloos, I know that's a very, very diverse group of people, and I think Mike Dunn, you know, overall tried to really square up and do a major debate with me, and he was fair to come on the show. But the larger issues of what he did, saying I'm a Fed, I'm all this other stuff, there's no proof of that. It's not true. All I'm saying is we don't need to invade capitals and give the left the pretext to have a major clampdown in this country. And that's my common sense. That's not me afraid of conflict. You know, that's why I sit there and I confront all these different groups and organizations on the left and the right. That's what it's all about. Now, we've got a man that became a political prisoner on the line. Pete Santilli, you know, I used to think he was a Fed because he was so out there and, you know, this and that, putting out kind of that rhetoric. Later, he found out he was being set up, and he covered what happened with the Bundy Ranch and then out in Oregon and so much more. And he literally didn't plea bargain and beat their fake case against him. And he called us, and we respect him, and said, hey, you know, be careful. And all news were reading Reuters. I didn't say I believed it. This is probably a psyop to say that Enrique Tarrio is a Proud Boy. I don't want to make the whole show about what happened on the 6th, because we've got global microchips, forced inoculations, the vaccine killing people, the trial of Trump coming up. We've got so many big things going on and unfolding here. I'm just simply saying the left says we're a bunch of violent terrorists. They're going to start killing each other. Let's not play with their hands, because if I was them and I was a Machiavellian, I would be staging truck bombs and things to blame us. So I see their next move as a false flag, as I said before, the 6th. And so that's why I'm so concerned and trying to get people to get out of this violent revolution talk, because this is an information war. Sure, call me old, call me a wimp, say I'm sitting it out. You know, Mike Dunn's probably not a Fed. Actually, he came on, he had talking points to try to say I was a Fed, but I don't think he's a Fed. Okay, I just think he's misguided and pissed off and feels like he has a revolutionary duty and caught up at the moment. Same thing, Proud Boys on average are great, amazing people. Just because maybe their leader was an informant, well, the feds come after your ass. So let's go ahead and go to Pete Santilli, and of course, Owen Schroeder's riding shotgun here. He can pop in any time, but go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me back on. You know, one thing that I learned through the two federal trials that, by the way, I was directly involved in defeating them for the following reasons. When we talk about the FBI, I mean, if there's anything we get out of this particular segment before I leave, I want everybody to know, and I think you'll agree with me, that one thing we need is reform within the FBI with this FBI informant thing. Yesterday was the fifth anniversary, January 26th. Is the day that an FBI informant actually set up an ambush with a convoy. He was the top, he was the lead security guy, and led to the, and yes, people do die, by the way. I have one of their names. His name is Lavoy Finicum. He was led into that ambush by an FBI informant, a confidential human source. What I've learned through the Bundy Ranch trials and the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge is that Mr. Boogaloo Boy mentioned something when I was doing research on Enrique Tarrio. The number one indication that you've got somebody that is either an FBI informant or potentially to be compromised to become an FBI informant or somebody that cooperates is when they start talking about unlawful activity. At no point in time did the president incite anyone to break the law. At no point in time did I ever hear Alex Jones say, let's go to D.C. and let's go break the law. You didn't even ask for civil disobedience. You just asked for sheer numbers. When that Mr. Grand Poobah Boogaloo Boy with the USMC hat on says that he breaks the law by open carrying in places where he shouldn't, we patriots don't break the law. We're defensive. I mean, even the citizens' militia that's lawful compliant, they work with their sheriff, their legislators, they're not talking about breaking the law. Now, when this gentleman comes on and talks about breaking the law or he's online, doing exactly what the FBI wants. It's basically a freebie for them to grab him. He should get an attorney, by the way, based on what I heard in his last presentation, because they're going to roll this guy. If he's the leader of the Boogaloo Boys, he's the perfect candidate to say, look, you're facing 30 years for seditious conspiracy, but if you cooperate, quote unquote, we will give you time served. We just need your testimony, and you come into court, and we'll let you go. And basically, they get 10 other people. This happened in two separate trials. We even had a confidential human source, an FBI informant. His name was Jared Miller. He worked with the LVMPD. He was running around at Bundy Ranch asking, he said, I've got a felony. and I'm looking for an AK-47. I said, what the heck is that? Get the heck away from us. Go hand out water. You can't be near a gun. That's breaking the law.
And, Pete, let's be clear. You were a guy not calling for violence and recovering at the time.
Never.
And you still were in jail for years, and they tried to set you up. You didn't plea, so you got out. I mean, this is dangerous. I'm trying to tell people playing soldier is dangerous. So I shouldn't kid with people. I shouldn't get on the level when he's calling me a fed and call him a young punk and stuff. I apologize for that. I'm not against all the Boogaloo people, and I'm sure as hell not. Some people are texting me, hey, are you saying the Proud Boys are feds? No, it's in Reuters saying that. And that's why you originally wanted to come on. And we'll do the next segment, but get into this now. You've seen this before where they come and tell Pro and say somebody's a fed when they're not. Explain that.
That's right. I'll use an example. There was a man at Bundy Ranch. He was in charge of security for Clive and Bundy. He said he was a former gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps. He's running around with guns and teams, and he was, you know, talking the talk. He was on YouTube, obviously, doing a lot of research. That guy had never spent one moment in the Marine Corps. He was a felon running around with firearms. Well, when they rounded everybody up, guess who you think, who do you think was the first FBI informant that rolled and the person that cooperated? The man that was facing 30 years in prison plus just for being a felon with a firearm. So when you speak out, even if this kid that was on before the Boogaloo Boy, and I'm not disparaging the Boogaloo Boys, I'm informing the Boogaloo Boys. The number one indicator that you've got a compromising situation is when somebody suggests breaking the law. Because we're not lawbreakers. At Bundy Ranch, we have...
Plus, anybody breaking the law, they never say we're breaking the law. They say, hey, we're doing this. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're at, the military or the mafia or any corporate job. When people are breaking the law, you don't go, hey, let's break the law.
No, and Alex, here's a list of all the confidential human sources, all of the FBI informants. And we joke about it. At Malheur, we say that 8 people took over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. 15 of them were FBI informants. They actually acquitted everybody because the people that broke the law were the FBI informants. A Portland jury acquitted the jury. The FBI informant program needs reform because this is what they do. They get people that are on drugs. They give them envelopes of cash. And this literally happened even with one of our own estranged family members that was on heroin. They pulled them in, gave them $4,000 in an envelope. She was hooked on heroin. And they had her wired up. Fortunately, nothing was said on that wire because we're not lawbreakers. But what they will do is they will also take somebody. I'm going to have to say this. I like Enrique Terrio, and I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. But they arrested him, and he faces possible criminal sentencing. They're going to use somebody like that to say, all right, listen, you're the leader of the Proud Boys. If you roll... on a couple of guys like Joe Biggs, we'll give you a lesser sentence. We need your testimony. And they will go out and pursue 5 to 10 people and take them down with Enrique Terrio's testimony. My main concern is he's already done it before. I've already checked the record. He had already been a cooperator in 2012. Enrique Terrio was.
My only point is anybody involved, whether it's Proud Boys or Boogaloo, any paramilitary deal, is going to have feds like flies on piles of you-know-what.
Oh.
And so and the feds are always leading it, going, oh, no, anyone that says look out for feds, they're the enemy. They're CIA. Don't listen to Jones. He's warning you to not get set up. He's CIA. No, if that was CIA, I'd be like, yeah, Trump's going to win. Get in there and get him. All right, I want to come back and get Owen Schroyer's take on this. He'll host a few segments of Leo Zagami coming up on the fall of the Italian government. I didn't mean to get off into all this today, but it's very important so folks don't get set up.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with mine.
You know, I think Owen's been right since the first hour, trying to guide me back to not fight with the Boogaloos and not fight with the Proud Boys, which I'm not fighting with any of those groups. I love the Proud Boys. I agree with a lot of stuff the Boogaloos say. I just see a fertile ground for the feds to set us up. And you know what? Fine. Everybody wants a revolution. Do whatever you're going to do. It was all a joke about Mike Dunn in the boxing match. I saw that stuff with, what's his name? I've been on the show. What's it called?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul and the other Paul guy.
Logan Paul and, I forget the other guy's
name.
That's
like the biggest news in the country because they do the little boxing matches. It was a joke. Okay. All I know is I'm not working for the CIA. And I don't think the Dunn guy is working for the FBI. I kind of thought that before until I actually got the guy on, which even freaks me out more. And we've got the forced inoculations, the world government, the Davos group, Biden saying you can't say China virus, signing executive orders, you got to wear 2 or 3 masks. We should have covered all that today. It's still been a good radio show, but ratings is not what I'm looking for. That Mike Dunn interview was huge. It's going to go viral. And I appreciate him coming on. And, you know, I get his point. You know, Declaration of Independence. Okay, do whatever you want. Fine. I mean, I get it. I'm just saying I was there trying to – here's why I'm mad at everybody, okay, who broke into the Capitol, even though they were between the velvet ropes and all of it. I worked with Trump. We wanted a peaceful rally to show that we have millions and they have nobody and that Biden can't fill a parking lot. And we thought that's what people would do, and a small minority took it over. But, okay, I've taken protest over, so I get it. So I'm just pissed because my mission and my operation got screwed, and I see it as a defeat. Other people see it as a victory. I don't see it as a victory. I want to go back to Owen Shore for some comments, then we'll get Pete Santelli's take.
Well, I think in general, Alex, there were unmeasurables and things that happened that were just out of our control that we didn't expect. I mean, Trump had, I've never seen a crowd that big for a speech at the Washington Monument and then inside
that was Trump's,
the crowd.
That was a bigger crowd than he had his inauguration 4 years ago.
And so, you know, it's like, wow, look at all these millions of people here. And we didn't even know at the time, because like you said, I mean, we were having a debate right there. I mean, that's the thing. Look, trust me, folks, there's no controlled opposition here. We're flying from the seat of our pants. We had a debate, Alex, you and me, the crew, we debated right there on the streets. When should we march? How should we march? What should our message be? Oh, okay, peaceful march. All right, when
should we do it? We're having debates during the break about, hey, Boogaloos are probably good, leave them alone. Or, you know, don't be mean to the Proud Boys. I'm not even being mean to the Proud Boys. It's in the news. They're saying he's a federal informant. I don't know if that's true.
And so my point is that we didn't realize there were going to be 100,000 people at the Capitol before we were even leaving the Trump speech. We didn't realize people were going to be charged up and wanting to breach the Capitol while we were sitting there listening to Trump speak. Had we that foresight, which maybe that's our regret that we didn't, had we that foresight, we would have been more clear. Hey, make sure no one breaches the ground. Make sure they have their hearing. Make sure Trump gets there so we can have a peaceful rally.
Well, exactly. But let me just say this before we go back to Pete Santelli, who's been a political prisoner and been proven to be a political prisoner, quite the four-leaf clover to actually make it out of it. Almost no one else does. Let's expand on this. If people went into Microsoft, that is a eugenics globalist organization, pushing world government, pushing forced inoculations that are killing people, I would say, okay, it's a revolution. And I'm not saying do that, but if people raided the CFR in New York, if people raided the Davos group, if people, I would say, well, they're attacking the real enemy. The People's House and the Congress, when we're about to win, I'm just saying that's not the right target. That's all I'm saying is it was an idiotic target. And that's why I get pissed off.
Well, that's what happens when you don't have, and again, I've never been a violent revolutionary, never will be, but that's what happens when you think you're going to have a violent revolution, or you think you're going to spark a violent revolution, or maybe you have that in the back of your mind, and you don't
Let's be sure. The Q thing created this, the main group that went in behind the Antifa was Q people, not against the average Q person, but they believed this was, oh, Q, we're winning,
If you want to make the comparisons to 1776, which I'm in agreement with you, that's about the ideology, not about the physical violence. They didn't just show up. I mean, they planned the Boston Tea Party. They planned hiding in the woods when the Redcoats marched through.
They specifically attacked the ships that were paying the tax and made them pay. That was a very precise attack.
And I'll just say this as far as Enrique is concerned. I consider Enrique a pretty close friend. I know some things about his past, and I would be shocked. I would be shocked and stunned if Enrique would capitulate to the FBI or become some sort of informer against his boys. I don't want to say too much private stuff. I mean, maybe he'll go on record, but I'll tell you.
Well, what they're saying is years ago he was an informant when he was selling, like, medical supplies for testing for diabetes, and I know how it works. If you don't, you're not an official company, you're not allowed to resell. I looked up his stuff. He went to jail for that. So, like, that's nothing. And so it's like, oh, past stuff like 5-10 years ago. And we've got, who knows if it's true? Because you're right. The FBI could put anything in those reports.
Well, and I'll just say this. Again, I don't want to say too much. He'll make his own statements. But I'll just say back then, they did try to cut deals with him to get him less jail time, and he didn't take them. He passed them. He did his full sentence. So
that's right. So we don't believe anything the mainstream media says. Going back to Pete Santilli, who was a political prisoner back in the Bundy ranch days, what other comments you want to relay to people about the season we're going into of false flags, of violence, of insanity?
Listen, of course, rank and file, FBI, law enforcement, they're probably not involved and not compromised, but at the upper echelon. And I have firsthand experience. Bundy Ranch was not a spontaneous event in April of 2014. They started creating the emotional pretext for an indictment in January of 2014. Now, do you remember Larry Grathwall? Larry Grathwall was an FBI informant. He was not an agent way back in the day. He infiltrated the Weather Underground. I think all of us here, and hopefully all of your listenership are law-abiding citizens, we want to go get the bad guys. Larry Grathwall was the perfect FBI informant because he pursued the bad guys. If Enrique Terrio shared information about lawbreakers, I don't know the Proud Boys. I don't know of any Proud Boys that want to break the law, nor does Enrique Terrio, I'm sure.
Well, let's expand on that. Now the weathermen are in control of the government. Grathwall, the Green Beret, a patriot, they recruited him at Columbia, and he went in, and it was, like, horrible. He did the right thing and went to the FBI. That's good.
That's exactly right. Now, there's a lot of pressure on people, and that's where I say it. You make the perfect FBI informant when they force 30 years upon you and say, well, if you'll cooperate. Well, if you're of the integrity, I'm glad, and I didn't know this, I'm glad that Owen mentioned it, that he did not capitulate. I was asked, would you like to cooperate? I said, I have nothing to cooperate about. I saw nobody breaking the law, and I told the prosecutors to pound sand. And that is a person of integrity is going to stand on the truth, of course. Now, there are individuals that will succumb to the pressure, unfortunately, and we have to vet the people that are around us. But like I said, the number one indication that you're around somebody that is either an informant that is setting you up for entrapment, because that's what they did through Bundy Ranch and the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. You will be entrapped by these people. The FBI uses those less than scrupulous people that are, drug addicts or previous felons and so on and so forth. They'll use them to entrap you. So we have to be very, very careful. We're sitting on a power.
Absolutely. Here. All right, Pete Santilli, I appreciate your time. Yes. How do people find your show?
You get all of our links are at PeteSantilli.mobi. We're all over the place, well diversified, so that people can find us. We're being chased around the internet, just like everyone else is being demonetized and deleted. But PeteSantilli.mobi.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. We're out of time. Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
And again, I didn't want to spend. Thank you, sir. I didn't want to spend 2 hours of the show, which we basically just did, on this, but I was there, I witnessed it, and I witnessed people being led into idiocy. And I just do not want to see this happen anymore. I want to politically challenge Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to fail if we just politically challenge him. If we just have the states organize a new Declaration of Independence, if we just say you're a fraud, if we're peaceful, we're going to beat him. We have the people. Trump won a landslide. They want to trick us into a violent revolution. If you think I'm wrong, don't listen, folks. That's fine. I don't think violent revolution is the answer. And listen. You know, you heard the Boogaloo guy, oh, you're bad, you sell things. Well, yeah, I've got a network, Satellite Uplinks TV, huge crew that's all paid well. We're trying to stay on air. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the liquid turmeric extract that's so good for your immune system, so good for inflammation, so good for everything. It's about to sell out. Despite that, it's still discounted. And X2, the deep earth crystal, pure iodine, essential to your body, the building block of everything. That sale of 50% off will end in about 3 days because we're very close to selling out of X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. And without you, we're not here. Me, I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I'm trying to beat the globalist. And so my job is to do what's unpopular and tell the truth up front and not play games with this garbage. And that's my commitment. I'm not thinking about myself. I'm thinking about what happens to me at the end of the day, though I ask you to pray for us and keep us in the fight. So Owen Schroyer, I know we pushed Nagami off. I want to hear from him. I don't know if he's coming up. And then we've got John Rappaport loaded for bear. You take over. Hopefully Zagami's come on for a few segments. If not, I don't know. And then we've got John Rappaport coming up in the War Room that Owen will be hosting. I'm sure he's wound up listening to me for hours. 3 p.m. Central today. Be sure and spread those links. We'll be right back with you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.